Good morning. Oh, that got everybody up. Okay, thank you. I'm Arthur Winston. I'm the program chair, and I'm the IEEE Boston section representative, also a past IEEE president. And I'm very pleased to welcome you to Boston and to the conference, Norbert Wiener in the 21st Century, Driving Technology's Future. And for those of you who are new to Boston, we have a nice picture of Norbert Wiener emerging from Boston, and yet we're in Waltham, okay? And so some of you may be saying, well, why didn't you say Waltham? Why Boston? Well, because Boston itself is a very small city, and it only has about 600,000 residents, whereas there are over 3 million residents in an arc right around Boston. And of course, on the extreme east, there's the ocean. So we refer to, I'll call it Metropolitan Boston, and we include all these little towns, of which Waltham is one. And with respect to Norbert Wiener, he lived in Belmont. Belmont is adjacent to Waltham. And in addition, he did his undergraduate work at Tufts, which is in Medford, and that's a little northeast of here. And finally, then he did his graduate work at Harvard, which is in Cambridge, though Harvard has campuses in Boston proper and in other areas. And then finally, he became a professor at MIT, which is Cambridge. So all these little towns really constitute what we would call Boston. And everybody around the world, I'm sure, has heard of Boston, but not necessarily Waltham. So it's not proper to just say the conference is Waltham. It is really Boston, okay? For those who are new to the area, I'm hoping that you will enjoy the conference, take something from it, contribute something to it, do networking and all, but that you will also find some time to visit Boston and its surroundings. The first shot in the American Revolution took place in Lexington. And Lexington is also adjacent to Waltham. And you know, there are a lot of things. For example, believe it or not, there are 58 universities in this metropolitan Boston area. And there are over 30 museums and galleries. Most major corporations have offices at least here, but many have laboratories and research facilities here. And years ago, it was the Innovation Center before Silicon Valley got going, and now is, I guess, competitive in a sense. The road that you see outside the hotel, 128 or 95 US, is a circumferential highway, and it used to be called the Technology Highway. A lot of that technology has now gotten closer to MIT and in the Cambridge area. And so Boston, greater Boston, metropolitan Boston, has really become a center for biology, computer work, and pharmaceuticals. So in any event, I'd like to welcome you to the conference, and at the same time, encourage you, not during the conference, but encourage you after the conference to see some of what Boston and its environs have to offer. Right now, it gives me great pleasure to call on Dr. Peter Stecker to officially open up the conference. Peter holds bachelor's in electrical engineering degrees from MIT and has a doctorate from Polytechnic, where he concentrated primarily on microwave design and test techniques for satellite communications. In 1986, he joined MACOM, where he had been program product and process development, and he helped the company transition from defense to commercial markets. During this period, he also established strong ties with US and European universities and with research organizations. He has since retired from MACOM, as he was, his last position was as director of research and development. Dr. Stecker served industry and government on manufacturing advisory panels and is consulting editor to Microwave Journal. And in fact, he is past president and honorary life member of the MTT Society. This is one of the most busy societies in the Boston area, but also internationally. And he's an IEEE life member. His 30-year service to IEEE includes leadership roles in finance, strategic planning, publications, and membership. He has served on the IEEE Board of Directors for 7 years, including IEEE President and CEO in 2013. So it gives me great honor to welcome Dr. Peter Stecker and have him officially open up this conference.